Their first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and that greed which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. By these you too were once conducted yourselves when you lived in that way. But now you must put them all away: anger, fury, malice, slander, and obscene language out of your mouths. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and they insult you, and they denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, and you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you, and all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue in the book of Colossians, and when we listen to the gospel and we listen to this part of the letter, we see how we're called to be living not for this world but for eternity, to seek the things that are above. He begins here with us today: seek that which is above if you have been risen with Christ. And then he says, you got to put to death, you, me, we got to put to death in our life that which is of the earth. And he talks about impurity, anger, wrath, all these things. Stop lying to each other. And then what he says is, we need to let Christ do this because we have been renewed. We have been lifted up with Christ. So in our own minds, what we got to be thinking about is, well, no, Father, you don't get it. I'm just a sinner. No, you're not. You have been risen with Christ. Christ lives inside of you. He's making you into his image. And so if only thing you are, you're still seeking and looking as man and from the earth, this is the way I am. No, that's the way you were. When you and I allow Christ to help us to be formed into his image, and we put to death, that is what of the earth. We don't keep clinging to it. We don't keep saying, this is who I am. You put it to death so you don't claim it. You kill it. So today, we have a lot of killing to do in us so that Christ can take over more and more. Let's focus on that which is above, Jesus. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. And stand and pray.